been inspired. Inspired to write. I'm a little wired. Wired tonight. You wouldn't know it by the song her wrote, but I'm about to explode inside. Wouldn't know him by the song or rope, but hope is creeping back in my life. I can't walk away, I can't stay, I can't walk away, I can't stay. You must know pain. My body tires. My body tires tonight. As this desire burns deep inside. You wouldn't know him by the way I look, but I'm about to lose my mind. You wouldn't know him by the way I look, but peace has been restored in my life. I can't walk away.
What up, Mormons?
What up? How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you, Anna?
I'm doing good. Are we going to use our deep voices tonight?
Yes, we are.
Our lovely lady voices?
Yeah.
Except I kind of croaked on that last
one. Noble, week. If you're listening, I'm sorry I didn't say hi.
Oh, you're doing a shout out?
Public apology.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like,
I
are
saw
you shouting
you, but
out?
I was shy.
Oh. Oh, the boy. Okay.
I was shy, so I didn't. But today, we already kind of touched on this topic probably like a month and a half ago, but it's a really important topic, so we thought we'd return today.
Yes.
And that is basically the subject of faith. And it's something that all religions have in common, so it's good. And, you know, it's common ground.
Yes. It really just encompasses so much, and there's so much good that can come from having a lot, and there's so much bad that can come from having very little.
Yeah, good point.
And not even in like a religion, but like faith in yourself or faith in like
right.
what you're doing as a person. Like
right.
it's truly inspiring, but at the same time, like it can totally just demolish you.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Last night we were in a religion class at the Institute, which is on UT's campus, and someone mentioned, I don't remember who, but he was saying how the adversary slash Satan slash whatever you want to call the evil forces of the world, if you aren't necessarily religious, will kind of put into your hearts that you'll never be able to be where you need to be. It was Reed.
It was Reed. He was on the show.
Yeah, he was on the show a few weeks back. And he said that sometimes we feel like we'll never be able to be what we need to be or do what we need to do or say the things we need to say or be as good as we need to be, whatever the case might be. He said be like seven times in that last sentence. But that it's faith that tells us to just keep going, keep going forward. And God instills in our hearts that we should just keep going forward and he'll support us in whatever it is that we're going forward doing. Unless it's something against
what he wants us to do. Yeah.
But yeah, and it's kind of like choosing between two good choices. We talked about that a little bit as well. Like, if there's two good things, they're both good, what you need to do, well, just go forward and God will support you in that decision. It's part of our agency as well.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be, you know, completely controlling because that wasn't his plan. That was Satan's plan, as you learn in the book of Genesis. He wanted to give us that freedom to choose. And so it's kind of nice that we get to choose and that he trusts us.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, I guess a lot of girls our age, and we kind of talked about this briefly too, they have the question of mission or marriage. Now, how do you choose between...
Not me.
Well, I mean, it's not like I've got a guy knocking down my door right now anyways. So it's kind of like, how do you choose between two good things to focus on and to prepare for?
Right.
So, you know, and I've gone through that. My roommates have gone through that. We're all kind of at that age. But at the same time, like, it's all faith. You just have to believe that either way you go down, that, you know, you're going to be supported.
Right.
You're going to be loved and taken care of.
Which is obviously part of faith. Knowing that that'll happen. So, oh, you know what we didn't do?
What?
One, we didn't introduce ourselves or say the name of our show, or
that's not important.
Or say who was playing at the beginning
okay.
of our show.
Well,
I'm Colleen,
and I'm Anna, and you are listening to The Barn for the Latter Day.
Good one.
I haven't actually said that yet. I don't think. I think you always say it.
I always
say
it.
So it's cool.
Oh yeah,
The Barn for the Latter Day. And we are coming to you from 91.7. FM.
KVRX.
KVRX. If you feel like calling in, you can.
Feel free to do so.
495-KVRX. I don't know the numbers. You do that.
5879.
There you go.
495-5879.
And the lovely artist who was playing earlier was a man by the name of Corey Mon, M-O-N.
Oh.
And it's kind of folky, indie.
I really like it.
It's very mellow.
Yeah, I like it.
Just like last week. It's good stuff. And actually, the artist we played last week recommended this guy to me.
Oh, really?
So, same influence, same background. It's good stuff. He, you can check him out further if you want to at www.corymon.com or on MySpace, of course. Everybody's got MySpace. The CD is called Living with the Ghost, and he is a really cool guy.
I was walking with the ghost.
So...
I said, ooh.
Just keep singing.
Oh,
you have to sing at least like once every show.
Why do I do that?
Because you are a undercover Broadway agent. I don't know.
Yeah. So back to our topic. Something I have in my notes, and I don't know if someone said it or if it just kind of came to me, but I think someone was talking about it. And I thought it was interesting. It said to long for Christ like you long for air. I think
yes.
Brother Hopkins said that. And it said, cling to him like a fruit clings to the vine. Take nourishment from the vine.
There was...
Very cool.
Yeah, there was a second part to that that
I thought was better.
I wrote it down.
What did I do? Scanning notes. Continuing to scan.
Stall.
While you're finding it, another thing that I thought was funny that someone said was our friend Willem. He's where is he from?
Shoot.
I don't know where Willem's
Africa.
From.
Africa. Nigeria?
I think.
In Nigeria?
I don't know.
He's
but he said, it was so simple, but so profound. And he said, you know, if the church wasn't true, that would really suck.
Yeah. Because he was talking about how, like, he finally found a place to, like, fit in and have friends and people that understand him and like him and stuff. Oh, he said that. And that was, like, the cutest thing ever. And, you know, that's how I feel, too. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
This is what I do with most of my life is church activities and everything like that. So it's pretty time consuming, but you know, I mean, we do it for a reason. We do it because we believe it's true. It's not so much that we're like following going, I hope it's not, you know, wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
We already believe it's true. So
that's awesome. Well, I guess we can go back to another song. Before we do that, I would like to thank my new friend, John, who is a friend of Anna, and he's here in
the
studio.
He didn't want a microphone, but we can still embarrass him.
Yeah. He's in the studio taking photos of us.
Yeah, you guys can look for this on MySpace.
Oh, they're going to be on there? Cool.
Well, the good ones anyways.
Yeah, the ones that aren't sick. Yeah, even Anna, like, messaged me, and she said, hey, you know, don't forget. My friend's going to be there taking photos, so make sure you look good. I roll up from a nap and throw on some jeans, and I wander to the station. I'm pretty disgusting. And
oh,
there's
no,
photos of proof.
No,
three
not.
Bobby pins, dirty hair, zit on the chin, greasy face, no makeup,
you know,
sex face is what I have. No, I don't. I don't know why I said that.
Oh.
I love Jesus.
Go to a song.
Okay. Describe the next song.
Oh, the next song is called Blow Me Away. Or Blew Me Away.
Blew Me Away.
Dang. Corimon.
Corimon! Track 4. We'll come back to you later.
That's just barely there. That's when you blew me away. And now you're right here in front of me, and I can hardly see. Girl, I've been numb for so long now. I'm tired of playing that game. And like the rush of the passing wind, you blew me away. Yes, you blew me away. And I'm somewhere above. Since you done blow me away, and now you're right here talking to me, and I can hardly see. Girl, the light I see coming from your eyes as you tell me your name. I like the rush of the passing wind. You blew me away. Yes, you blew me away. Blew me away.
Welcome back to the holiest show on the airwaves. LaBarum for the Latter Day.
LaBarum for the Latter Day. We could be like the guy before us. He said he's like the most influential. We could be like
the most influential.
We could be like
the most spiritual.
Spiritual, yeah. If we stay on topic.
Yeah. Yeah, when we stay on the topics we have planned, this is a pretty spiritual show. When Colleen rambles off into something that's not important, not so much.
Or last week talking about Cadbury eggs.
I got some
wrath on that one. You did? Someone gave you one?
Yeah, William Jackson brought me a Cadbury egg to church.
William's a sweetheart.
He is a sweetheart.
We should mention him more often because he also records our shows.
Yeah, he does record our shows. And his blog has a link to all of our shows if you want to listen to archived ones. And that's subtlecoolness.com. S-U-B-T-L-E for the spelling challenged. Coolness.com. And
yeah,
I have a message from Floor King. Our friends at Floor King here in Austin would like to remind the young people in our community to stay in school, get your education, and graduate. The technology in every job field gets more sophisticated each year, and getting a good job means learning every day. If you've dropped out of school, what? If you've dropped out of school, now is the time to return or find out about the many programs that are available through adult education, technical schools, and other community programs. Remember, education is the gateway to a better life, and only you hold the key. This special community reminder is brought to you as a courtesy from Floor King here in Austin, concerned with the future of the youth in our community. They're on the air because they care.
Yes.
I care, too.
I care about floors.
I care about you.
Aww, make me blush.
You ain't blushing. All right, so...
Something last night that I really liked was when we talked about fear.
Mm.
And not so much, you know, you should have fear. Oh, you know. Some religions talk about how, you know, fearing God is a good thing. And, you know, there's a difference between fearing God and respecting God. And the phone is ringing. Can't answer.
You want to go hop?
Yes, I'll go that, hop it. Anna? But the statement I was going to say is fear is the opposite of faith. You can continue
on
that.
I'll continue on that. Yeah, fear is the opposite of faith. And, you know, it's interesting because when you're fearing to make a sort of decision, we spend a lot of time speaking about how there's all these opportunities that people have to serve or opportunities that people get to, you know, talk about Christ or give someone some sort of encouragement. And we don't because we're scared. But if we had faith that what we believe is true and that what we're doing is a good thing, the fear is dispelled. So it's nice. I'm trying to give Anna the eyeball to come back into the studio. Come on back, Miss Anna. And, it's the musical artist. We're going to put him on the phone. So we'll go to a break real quick. We'll go rehash with the song real quick just to give us a break and get us enough time to get him on the air. So, yeah, give us 1 second. We'll be able to have a real short interview with our musical artist from tonight. Thanks for listening.
I've been inspired, inspired to write. I'm a little wired.
Hey Austin, PingRewards.com, a fast-growing text message coupon service, is giving away a $500 Visa shopping spree. Anyone can sign up today at PingRewards.com and get coupons from local retail stores around campus. One of the coupons you receive on your mobile phone could be the Mystery Ping coupon, redeemable for a $500 shopping spree, which can be used anywhere Visa is accepted. That's PingRewards.com, the site where anyone can go to sign up to get pinged. Desire,
burns deep inside. You wouldn't know about the way I look, but I'm about to lose my mind.
Welcome back to the Barum for the Latter Day. We have
Cory Mon
on the phone.
It's exciting. He called in.
Yeah.
Did you flip the switch over there?
I did.
Oh, okay.
You there, Cory?
I'm here. Hello?
Is he there?
Hello?
Hello?
Cory's on the phone. He's on hold. Hello? I know he's here somewhere.
I'm talking.
Hello?
He's on the phone.
Hello?
Little arrow.
Oh, I
there.
Can hear him.
Hello.
Can you hear us, Cory?
I can hear you.
I think that's a yes.
Yes.
Say something. I hear faint hello.
I fear can faint
we,
hello.
Can we turn that up a little bit louder, or do we have to wait?
I think we might have to wait. Let's see. Try it again.
Cory?
You there?
Cory?
Yes.
Hello, Cory.
Hello. I can hear you,
he's
but
still
you
on
can't
hold.
Hear me out.
He's around here somewhere. Let me try plugging in the headphones real quick. Maybe I could.
Oh, Cory, if you can hear us, you're really awesome for calling.
Yeah, thanks for
the headphones
for
we have
me.
Are broken. You guys can't really see this right now, but it's pretty funny. Cory?
Yes.
I hear a yeah. Like, I can. I
yeah,
can
we're going to keep playing. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Well, we can't hear you, but I think the audience can. So we're just going to ask you a question, then turn off our microphones, and you're going to answer.
Yeah, that's how it's going to roll. Cory, thank you for calling in. We don't actually have a lot of time left in the show, so I'm going to get to the question that we ask all artists who call in. How do you find a balance between being in the music industry that you're in and being a member of the church? Is it something that is easy to balance for you? Is it something that you've had to work on? Or just you can kind of discuss it from any angle you want to.
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, I find it pretty easy balance. Yes, there is distinct differences in being in the music industry and also being LDS, but my hope, my desire is that I have a little bit of a light in the industry, someone who sings about, you know, everyday life, yet with a little bit of spirituality. And that's kind of why I'm in it, is... good messages, good music, happy times.
Happy times, yeah. It's really cool. I was listening to some of your stuff on MySpace, and I really like it. And
I do too. It's fabulous.
Very, very mellow, laid back. It's good stuff.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
Did that CD come out recently? And if not, do you have anything that's coming out soon that we can look forward to?
Yeah, we're actually... Since I've kind of gone out on my own and released a CD, that was last year. I'm now playing with a band. We play quite a bit here in Utah and surrounding states we're working on at the moment. We have a CD that we will be working on, a small demo over the next couple months. And, yeah, hopefully we can give you some new material here soon.
Sweet.
That's cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left in the show. Thank you so much for calling
Sorry we
in.
Couldn't give you a long
yeah.
time. We only have 5 minutes left in the show.
Yeah,
and so.
Sorry
no worries.
The headphone
no
thing
worries.
Kind of got jumbled yeah. up. We've had fun experiences.
We've had
with
a lot
before.
Of good times with that.
But thank you for calling in, and just have an awesome evening. People, you know, if you're listening, go check them out if you like them. MySpace, Cory Mon, that's CoryMon.
Yeah,
he also has a website, CoryMon.com. Yeah. Check that out.
Sweet.
Thanks, girl.
Thank you.
Yep, see ya.
Sweet. Well, sorry about all the confusion. We have one last thing just to give away, and then we can toss the baton.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
A giveaway. You guys, seriously, okay, nobody called in for the May tickets last week. Kind of mad about that. You're all going on my poop list. But this is another opportunity I'm giving you guys to go see a good band. Saturday, April 22nd, the headliner is Kofax, who I have seen twice, and they rock. The other bands are Cordero, Paperwork, and Spain colored orange.
Very cool. Name. Yeah, so give us a call if you want those tickets. We'll place you on the guest list. Otherwise,
Saturday night at Emo's.
Yeah, Saturday night. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, the Barm for the Latter Day.
Yeah, the Barm for the Latter Day. And if you want to go to church with me, email me. It's on the website. All right. Yeah. We love you.
Peace out, Mormons.
Bye. Yeah, but it's pretty cool because our topic.
I've been inspired, inspired to write. I'm a little wired, wired to name.